Hi, my name is Laila Elbrashi and I'm a lawyer at Elbrashi and Dermerkar Law Firm. I'm here today to talk to you about some legal updates and potential changes in relation to the Egyptian market. We cannot overlook that the year 2022 has presented the economy and employers and employees alike with several challenges, especially the devaluation or the multiple devaluations that the country has faced, which put obviously the employers at a challenge which all parties were facing, but employers especially were forced to step in and meet the gap for their employees, which was actually an extreme hot topic amongst all employers the past 2 months or so, depending on the case. Which basically was the annual increase. This year, all employers were wondering how to treat the annual increase compared to previous years. Previously, the standard was around 7% annual increase for the basic salary, and this year, employers were incentivized to go well and beyond this number. There was some talk that the government indicated perhaps a 25% increase of the salary. That aside, the past year, there is a new ministerial decree setting a new minimum wage, which was in effect as of the 1st of January 2023. This new minimum is 2,700 Egyptian pounds per month. And it also regulated a new mandatory annual increase of 3% for not only the basic salary, but also the variable salary instead of the 7% for the basic salary alone. Now, looking ahead, there is a new bill being discussed and approved in Parliament. This bill is now discussing changes with regards to child labor rights, women at the workplace, working hours, and much more. We are yet to see where this draft settles and when. However, the bill, upon my review so far, addresses changes like children being legal to work at the age of 14 instead of 13, and multiple rights for women, especially pregnant women. They are likely now to be entitled to 4 months leave instead of three, and a 2 year unpaid leave as an additional maternity leave. They are also exempted from working overtime for their employer. On another note, working hours are now capped at 8 hours per day and maximum 48 hours per week. These are some points to keep in mind as an example of the changes that are being discussed. However, more importantly, I believe the amendments being discussed regarding the definite and indefinite contract may have more compensatory implications for employers vis-à-vis their employees. To clarify, definite contracts are now deemed indefinite after a 4 year period of employment relationship with the employee and the employer. If either party would seek to terminate a definite contract, they must provide a 2 month notice. But not only that, they are also required, if the employer now seeks to terminate such an employment contract, the employer is now or likely to pay a 1 month for each year of service compensation. This was the common practice for indefinite contract. The indefinite contracts, any termination thereof would require a certain compensation, which was not entirely explicitly stated. However, now the notice is 3 months to terminate an indefinite contract. And it is now explicitly stated that for an employer to terminate an indefinite employment contract, they would also need to pay 2 months for each year's service as a compensation for any unlawful termination. And this is explicitly the definition of unlawful termination is set out in the bill and hopefully the law when it is passed. Again, this note to you as an employer is only coming from a place where, as a lawyer at a law firm, we get a lot of inquiries and opinions and questions about employment contracts and their duration and their, especially in cases of termination, whether before entering into such contracts or when the company seeks to terminate or adjust certain contracts, employees. This comes in many shapes and forms. However, it's very relevant given our experience with all of our clients since it is relevant across the board. Again, to reiterate, we have yet to see what the bill comes to once it is enacted. Thank you so much for having me and for listening to me. Again, my name is Laila, and it was a pleasure speaking with you all today.